Hi, everyone. This is Special K, Kevin Lodge for the Black Flag Cast, and I am speaking tonight with the ladies of Studio Cosplay. Ladies, how y'all doing tonight?
Outstanding.
I'm good.
How are you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing excellent. Would you like to tell my audience a little bit about your concept, which is currently, folks, a running Kickstarter campaign in the home stretch of its run for a project called Studio Cosplay, a desire to bring a what can best be described as a hacker space for cosplayers to the D.C. metropolitan area.
Yeah.
Would you like to tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So Studio Cosplay is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We are, as you said, based in the D.C. metro area, and we're looking to open up a community workshop for cosplayers. There's a lot of makerspaces out there that cater to more engineering or technology-type projects. We want to make this for costumers and prop makers. So not only do we plan to have the workshop with all the equipment you could possibly need, like sewing machines, fabrication stations, well-ventilated painting area, but we also want to teach classes so that everybody knows how to make anything they want. And we want to offer a photography space so that cosplayers can work with photographers. We do have one last part of our model where we're offering, if anybody's been at KatsuCon, they probably met us, emergency repair support at major cosplay conventions. And I think I summed that up pretty well.
Anybody yeah, pretty much, that? Yes.
Indeed so. Getting down to the nitty-gritty of it, first of all, to those who might live, first of all, outside the area, why is it that this is important? Would you say that maybe it might be because it's a prototype for a concept that might grow throughout the country to a need that may not be only unique to the D.C. area? Or is it, you know, do you believe it's supporting the cosplay cause in general?
Yeah, I mean, that is one of our major long-term goals, is to expand. So for cosplayers who don't live in the D.C. metro area, if they, you know, investing in Studio Cosplay now is investing in their future because it'll be in their area. It could be. And then also for the like Kickstarter rewards, we've offered quite a few items for people who don't live in the area. So if they can't attend a class or memberships or whatnot, then they don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, part of the reason that we've organized ourselves as a nonprofit is for that reason, so that we can hopefully help other groups start Cosmaker spaces in their own towns and be a part of our organization later on. We do have a lot of rewards that are great for people out of the area. My favorite is the plushie.
Yes.
We have an awesome mascot who actually we crowdsourced our mascot. We ran a contest. It's a dragon. His or her name is Notion, and really cute. Lucky Squid, the people at Lucky Squid.
Yeah, Lucky Squid Studios designed the design for our plushie. So, if you check out their pages, they create the cutest little plushies in the world. So we were really, really honored that they would spend time to create a design for us.
Yeah, Punished Props also donated 50 of their ebooks for the foam smithing series. So that's been a very popular item. Another very popular reward that has been something even some of my Canadian friends have donated was that you can actually pledge to give a month membership to the workshop to a disadvantaged local youth. So we're working with various charities right now to establish a relationship to make that happen.
Very interesting. If I may kind of move along. I mean, what inspired this idea?
It was inspired by everybody. I mean, everybody had their own. I mean, I really wanted to teach classes. I know Sabrina was sick of burning your carpets and needed room, and we just wanted to bring the community together. So it was a collective ideas that we just threw together, and it just created this amazing campaign.
Well, very interesting. And was the makers movement the inspiration for it, or was it simply you guys were, you know, kind of just simply found out about it and basically kind of decided to adapt the model?
It was definitely the former. We I had heard about makerspaces and had been looking into them around the same time. I was like, hey, I really need a place for my cosplay. And so that idea was sort of floating there. And then we thought, well, if it was just for cosplay, it would be so much better and so much more of what we would use. So yeah, definitely the maker movement's part of it, but I would
say it's a huge inspiration because we really love the idea of a community involved, space, because the cosplay community is so close knit that it's really, we love that about, hacker spaces and maker spaces. So
because collaboration is a really huge component of what we're promoting. We want to build community. We want to throw events that bring people together. Not just working side by side, sharing ideas, suggestions, troubleshooting, but also like socializing. I mean, I know a lot of people that I've befriended and become quite close with over the years that live all over North America that I see at conventions through the cosplay community. We want to bring that to DC. We want to bring that to everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And so would you say that also it's the perfect synergy of the DIY and community of creative people that, you know, of both the cosplay world and the maker world?
Absolutely. And that doesn't just spell cosplayers. We also welcome LARPers, theater troupes who do like wardrobing. We love to see artists, students, you know, a lot of the SCA folks who do period costumes. They're, of course, welcome. Absolutely anybody. People looking to just get into photography, all are welcome.
Very good. And now to get into the bit more of the specifics, one of the finer points of this arrangement is the creation of well-ventilated painting spaces. Would you like to go maybe a little bit more into depth on that?
It's so necessary. It's kind of cold here in DC this time of year, so especially getting ready for KatsuCon, it's really cold. All of us have been in a situation where it's 2 o'clock in the morning and it's the day before the convention and it's 30 degrees outside and you're trying to spray paint something. It's horrible.
It's the worst.
Yeah. And if you live in a place with maybe, you know, some of our cosplay friends have had little kids, a few of us have pets, you really don't want toxic adhesives and paint in your house at all, even if you do have pretty decent windows. You want to go someplace where that's not an issue. Safety is covered and it's emphasized. So, you know, something like sanding, you know, again, the toxic fumes, even from thermoplastics, some of that stuff, you get it heated up, you don't want those fumes around. Yeah. We've got that covered.
Resin, resin work is the worst.
It is one of the number one criteria we seek after, of course, you know, open space when we're looking at sites. And we've been looking at them this week, last week. We've been looking at sites for quite a few months.
Yeah.
And it absolutely must have either built-in ventilation or the capacity for it.
And would you say that also that open space would allow finally the more regular scheduled event known as the cosplay workshop, something that has been, you know, up until now predominantly something that you see only at conventions or maybe every once in a while on YouTube. You know, what were your thoughts on that, bringing that kind of thing to, you know, to be like regularly scheduled programming in your local community?
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely going to be teaching classes and workshops, and we want these workshops to be kind of customly designed for the needs of the people in the area. We don't want to mandate, of course, it's going to be a 101 safety course for using the space. That's going to be like a free, real quick course. We want to make sure that everyone knows how to use the equipment and it's a safe environment. But if somebody wants to learn about Warbla and they've never heard about it, and we will teach a class about Warbla. We're not going to mandate a 101 sewing if nobody's like interested in it. This is for the members and what they want to learn.
Very well. And you also talk of bringing in photographers and such to have a photo space for it. I mean, what will this photo space sort of look like?
We're really excited about this because it's something you absolutely won't find in any other makerspace, and it's something that's so cosplay specific. showing off our costumes is such a huge part.